We have our running back. The running backs we have here, not just Brown, but Hillis and Brandon Jacobs. Have them healthy. I mean, that's hard to stop. I mean, there's few teams in the league who can defend that kind of a running attack. But to see Dre come back, and I don't know, he had over 100, right? Yeah. To come back after battling through the way that he did. You know, it's just good. It's one of those uplifting stories. You guys should write a whole piece on it.
In fact, it's strange. I mean, you come in here at halftime, you're down 17-14, and the defense really didn't give up any points. You know, I mean, and you know, kind of, you know, the game didn't look like the way you guys were playing for a long time.
It didn't. We've been in a number of games like that, but I think the difference was, as a group, we decided that we're not going to look at the scoreboard, we're not going to look at what's going on the other side of the ball, we're just going to continue to play and to get a stop whenever we're asked for it without any hesitation at all. You know, the guys in the secondary did what they were asked to do, the linebackers were doing it, so it was up to us as a D-line to get pressure and to get off the field. I think, you know, we did a good job of doing it.
I mean, that first and goal one, you know, sometimes teams kind of are resigned a little bit, you know.
You can hang your head, and you can, you know, I mean, you never let them score, but if you're not 100% sold into it and just going and trying to get the ball back for your offense, then you're, you know, I mean, you're not going to be successful. I think this group has, like Hoffman said, like when we've had enough, we'll put our foot down and we'll make stops, and that's what we're doing right now. We just got to continue that process.
Can you take us through that strip sack play, Kiwi? How'd you get
that? I mean, he definitely held the ball longer than average, but I mean, it was a good, you know, design call. I was just fighting and continuing to rush, and you know, it was at the point where if he still had the ball in his hand, I was going to try to take it out.
You, Tuck and JPP were all on the right side, like one of
Yeah, we're not going to give it all away, but that's why I said it was a good design. We'll leave it at that.
Right.
Everybody did what they were asked to do, and you know, maybe it confused him. I don't know exactly what he was thinking, but I know that our secondary up until that point had been playing well. When you've already thrown an interception and you've got, you know, 57 had his hands on one, Tuck had his hands on one, it kind of creates hesitation for the quarterback, and that's what we're used to, having the quarterback hold the ball one extra second. We got to get there.
You've been here for some streaks. This is a little streak, three games. You feel like you're kind of rolling back into this thing?
I feel like we're finally doing what we're capable of doing on the defensive side of the ball. What we have to do now is step up and take it upon ourselves to correct special teams if we're on it. And we know the offense will take care of their job, but we got to get all three phases playing the right way, and then we'll be in a good spot.
Kiwi, real quick, heading into this game so prior, why were you able to slow him down so much?
I mean, he's obviously hobbled a little bit. You know, I mean, we're not gonna discount that. He was not at full strength. But I think just playing together as a team, keeping the pocket together, not giving him extra lanes to run through, that's huge. We've faced a lot of mobile quarterbacks throughout our day. We understand that it changes the way that you rush the passer. But we did a good job adjusting to him and making sure that he didn't have that open lane to run through.